This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan Ekholm will swing it across to Bouchard into the neutral zone. Poked away. Here's Reinhart heading in. Gets around Ekholm in front of shot. He scores! Sam Reinhart as he was being pulled down. He beats Skinner top shelf. And the Panthers strike first here in game six.
Thank you to Panthers Radio. And that's really, you know, the series, the story of it. Panthers win the cup for the second time, Pearl, back-to-back seasons. And it was how they jumped on Edmonton in these first periods and then just sort of put the stranglehold on them towards the back end of this series. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Connor McDavid, though, is obviously the other side of this coin, right? Panthers win, so they get all the flowers. And again, the best player in the league is shut out for back-to-back years.
Yeah, I mean, I think NHL, if it was written as a script like the NFL does with their season, I think they need Connor McDavid to win a cup and sort of carry the league on his shoulders, because I think pro sports today are star driven, and you, in my opinion, you need the star to win a title to really get the full effect.
Okay, but what about him chasing a title with the same team? Now, there's going to be a huge decision for Connor McDavid to make very, very soon. He can sign a contract extension on July 1st. So that's only a couple weeks from now. Not a lot of time to digest what just happened and getting shut out again from a Stanley Cup. So, you know, he has 1 year left on the deal. If he doesn't sign an extension now, the team would have to think about trading him, because you don't want him to walk in free agency and get absolutely nothing for the best player in the league.
Or do you risk that he'll want to come back? I mean, Cleveland did it, and we know what happened. It's happened
with LeBron.
But it's hard. That's a hard decision to make. If you're the GM of the Oilers to say, I'm going to pull the trigger on a trade, I wouldn't do it. I would risk it even.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
What are you going to get back for Connor McDavid?
Well, I mean, what do you get back for any superstar in their prime? It's really, really hard. But here's the thing. Is Connor McDavid now, who is the number one player in hockey, is he under the most pressure to win a title for his sport? Is he under more pressure than Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? Is he under more pressure? I know she's very young in her career, but Caitlin Clark. This is the water he's swimming in. This is the bar. And he scored one goal in the Stanley Cup playoff. Stanley Cup final.
Had a lot of points, though.
You know, but also going back to last year, didn't score a goal in game six or game seven last year. Like, Aaron Judge is someone who comes to mind who just, you know, it's not that McDavid is playing bad. Yeah. It's just not playing. I can't say he's not playing badly. It's just not scoring when his team needs him to. Just like Aaron Judge has not been able to come through with huge hits when the Yankees have needed him to.
You could be right. That's not the narrative I'm seeing from a lot of hockey writers, that he's playing poorly. It seems like, first of all, let's praise the Panthers, and you can just see it there. relentless.
I know.
And also, too, they obviously really focused on shutting him and Draisaitl down. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I totally agree that this is on McDavid in any way. Feels like just the team is just not quite there to get over that. Like, it's a huge bar to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but not there. You're game 6 of the Stanley Cup final, game 7 of the Stanley Cup final last year. Like, and I know that this was dominant by Florida. We heard Andrew Bogish had the stat before. No team has led for more ice time minutes than Florida in the Stanley Cup final ever. I mean, we're watching a real historic team here. But I don't want to move the goalpost back on McDavid. We don't do this with other superstars.
To me, he's closer to Barry Bonds. Nobody was killing Barry Bonds for not winning a World Series. Just everyone knows baseball is a gigantic sport with everybody's got a hit. There's so much going around. This is closer to that than, say, I hate to say, your guy Josh Allen in Buffalo, who touches the ball on every single play. There are four lines in hockey. A quarterback touches it every single offensive play. There's more pressure. I think we view it closer to baseball, where it's also on the team. It is on McDavid, for sure. Basketball, you could literally touch the ball every play if you're the point guard. I just don't think that you have that much control in hockey.
Yeah, I don't know. I disagree. I think that I'd take a guy off the hook more in football because he can't play defense. What's Josh Allen supposed to do against Patrick Mahomes? Like, there's nothing he can do. He's powerless if he's on the sideline, where at least you are playing both ways. If you are in hockey, you're going to be on the ice. I get that McDavid is amazing. I think that adds to the pressure, not takes the pressure away. You know, the same guys like Sidney Crosby and Lemieux, the Gretzky's the greatest ever win. It'd be weird if he didn't. And I know it took Ovechkin 13 years and it took Steve Yzerman 14 years. It could take a long time, but we're there now. He's 10 years into his career.
Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I do think he has to win, because if he's a guy who won, say, 3 cups, I mean, he would be right there, top. If we're doing Mount Olympus,
yep.
If we did Mount Olympus or Mount Rushmore of NHL players, he seems good enough that he could get up to that level. But without a cup, he has no chance.
888-710-4ISN. So we put some competing polls out here about who is the athlete feeling the most pressure to win a championship. Pearl, do you want to give some results from?
Yeah, so my poll. Sorry, we did not communicate on this. Most pressure to win a title: Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, or Aaron Judge. Josh Allen, number one. Lamar Jackson, number two. Connor McDavid, number three. And Aaron Judge, a distant number four.
You guys are total idiots.
Yeah, I didn't put Josh Allen on my poll because I don't need that kind of depression this morning as a lifelong Bills fan.
Go Bills.
I put McDavid and Aaron Judge, Ronaldo in the World Cup, which was a Manny Rodriguez pick, and then Caitlin Clark, even though she's only in her second season. Aaron Judge is winning my poll.
Yeah, where's Caitlin on that?
4%. Nobody cares yet.
Not yet.
She needs more time.
By the way, I know we've talked a lot about ring culture this week. It doesn't seem like anyone cares if Caitlin wins or not.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah. I think she's in her second year.
We got to give her a little time. 888-710-4ISN. Let's do it. The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
You know, Maggie, I've started a past couple times. Why don't you get us started, and I'll come in afterward.
Okay. Today, Seattle, Washington takes center stage, the spotlight, the four sports gods from Seattle. And let's get it kicked off with probably the easiest one, Pearl, and I know he's one of your all-time favorite players. He's got to be on this list. It's Ken Griffey Jr., the kid. So much of Seattle baseball defined by Ken Griffey. And I don't even know how much more I need to say.
Well, actually, I was wondering, I didn't know you were going to say Ken Griffey because he left. So I was wondering, does that ding him at all in this? He went back home to Cincinnati.
Well, can you blame the guy? I mean, his father played for the Big Red Machine. I'm not going to hold that against him.
I mean, to me, you're right. I do have him on there. But I think you could make an argument against him because he was 29 when he left. He did sort of betray the market in a way. Doesn't feel that way, but...
I mean, he spent 13 years at a place. Is that betraying them? I don't think so.
Yeah, but he left at the peak of his powers, and then his career just totally went downhill. But again, yeah, you're right. I would make sure I had the TV on every time he was up.
The icon of icons for a city, Ken Griffey Jr. in Seattle.
Good nickname, too.
Yeah, the kid. Can't talk about one without the other. My second sports god in the city of Seattle is also a former Mariner by the name of Ichiro Suzuki. Gotta happen. 14 years in Seattle, seven of those. So half the time he led the league in hits. The ultimate leadoff hitter. Ichiro is also a cultural phenomenon. Still connected to the team. Massive, you know, Japanese population, Asian population in Seattle, representing so much more than just himself. Ichiro is a sports god in the city of Seattle.
Don't love his analytics, but okay. I mean, like, 1 year, he led the league in hitting 372, but only had a 414 on-base percentage. Dude swung at everything.
The worst.
You mean former Yankee?
Get out of here, man.
I mean, as far as sabermetrics, he's closer to Tony Gwynn than, yeah. I mean, just say it.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn, a sports god of San Diego.
Yeah, both of them may be a bit overrated. Please, go ahead.
Oh, gosh, Pearl. Just I mean,
show
all
me
his, your,
show me his OPS.
Oh, my God.
All of that goes to our Jeju Pearl. I'm distancing myself.
He's going to bring up war next.
Okay.
I know you guys love Ichiro, because I think right when you were coming up as baseball fans, he was the it guy. But again,
a little bit, yeah.
His style, not exactly modern baseball, which is take walks and hit home runs.
Get on base is what he did. He
not that much.
Hit the ball, lead off, table setter. Ichiro Suzuki is a sports god in the city of Seattle. My next sports god, Mount Olympus, it's got to go to Steve Largent. Seahawks, for so long, Pearl, he was the guy. Not just one of the great wide receivers, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, but not only that in his amazing football career, then went on to represent in U.S. Congress and as a House of Representative. I didn't know this until I looked it up. He served four terms as a U.S. House of Representatives, Pearl. He got over 60% of the vote in every single election. I mean, that is someone who is popular. Steve Largent, we've been lucky enough to interview him on this show. He is a sports god of Seattle. And my final one, staying with the Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch. This is going to be controversial, I think, because he wasn't there that long. It was about 5.5 years.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Pro Bowl and four of them, Super Bowl champion. I know the Legion of Boom is sort of, as a defense, all get so much credit for that Super Bowl and making it to another one. But Marshawn, to me, was really the heartbeat of the team. I don't think it was Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. And Russell, the quarterback, always gets a lot of attention. But I don't think Russ was a locker room favorite, you know, and just ask Richard Sherman. He'll tell you all about it.
Really? Richard Sherman has an issue with Russell Wilson. I did not know that.
Nobody's got an issue with Marshawn Lynch. And I think that he is the fan favorite. Even if there are other players in Seattle who maybe played there longer or what have you, to me, Lynch is a fan favorite. He is a sports god in Seattle. So that's my four. Ken Griffey Jr., Ichiro Suzuki, Steve Largent, and Marshawn Lynch.
I'll see you in my quesadilla.
Okay. I will start. I have Ken Griffey Jr., and I just want to say decidedly over A-Rod. That no one mentions A-Rod.
No.
I don't know much about this player. His name is Suzuki. Oh, Ichiro. Because
you
I understand.
You did put him on.
Wait, yeah, of course I did. He's everyone knows he's a sports
you
god.
Troll.
At Seattle.
Oh,
you're
Pearl.
Such a troll.
I'm just saying how I view him. I view things from a very analytical perspective, and I would have liked to seen Ichiro take a few more pitches at the top of the lineup. But, of course, Ichiro is a sports god in Seattle. And by the way, I would have no problem if you put Edgar Martinez on there too, but I didn't have space for him. You got to go basketball because Sonics are everything. I didn't put my favorite Sonic on here again because I know Gary Payton belongs on there.
Kevin Durant.
Sean Kemp's my favorite. It's one of my top five players of all time. I worship Sean Kemp's game. But Gary Payton, a little more steady for the Sonics, and there's nothing cooler than the Seattle Supersonics, and Payton obviously the face of that team. Here's where the controversy is. I did go with Russell Wilson. And listen, I understand what you're saying. Marshawn Lynch.
Ew.
Right. I mean, Russell Wilson is not even close the greatest Seahawks player. Like, you know, Largent didn't win anything. And by the way, you said he was a congressman. Just so the listener knows, he was not a congressman in Washington. So you said he was very popular in Oklahoma.
Sorry. U.S. House of Representatives, yes, in Oklahoma.
Yeah. But you sold that as if he was a popular congressman in Washington State where we were doing
this. As a House of Representative?
Yeah. He was so popular. Yeah. In another part of the country that is kind of the opposite of the Pacific Northwest.
As a House of Representative, it's where he's from. Pardon me.
Yeah. But, I mean, Russell Wilson, his winning percentage is totally insane in Seattle. He...
was his not great. His own team didn't like him.
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, but still, I think he will end his career when it's all said and done. He will be the greatest Seahawks player of all time. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. No doubt in my mind. I know he's trying to ruin it at the end, but look at his stats. They're incredible. One of the greatest TD to interceptions differentials of all time. He was great. I think he's actually kind of underrated. Now, he wasn't that important on the Legion of Boom team, right? He was good that year, but then he had them in the playoffs every year until the very, very end, and that's only because he got hurt. So I think Russell Wilson may be underrated. I love Lynch, too. Listen, as far as fan favorites, you might be right on Lynch, but for what we're doing here, I think Russell Wilson deserves a spot. And Pete Carroll would have been fine, too.
This one time, I tried to wait up all night to catch Santa Claus.
All right, there you go. I didn't put Russ on mine.
You will give me that Lynch.
I
don't think
about
Lynch
briefly,
is a Hall of Famer. And do you agree that Russ is a no-brainer Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson is going to get into the Hall of Fame, but we're going godlike qualities, I think, have to embody a lot of different things. And I don't know how people in Seattle right now view Russell Wilson. You know, at the end, he was like, either the GM or the coach has to get fired. I don't care which one, just somebody. That was at least the report.
Yeah, he was probably right on that one.
I don't know. I just think if your own team didn't love you, that has to count for something. I may not have known where Steve Largent served in the House of Representatives,
but I do know
that his team.
Oh, you thought
him.
He was up in Washington?
You know, I don't know if I really looked it up. My bad. I can
also too. Like, can we give Jim Zorn a little love too? Jim Zorn, lefty quarterback, terrible head coach, terrible.
Well, definitely everyone was under Dan Snyder.
Weird haircut for a head coach. Largent great. Largent highlights for anyone who has ever seen him. Like, you're like. You were talking about 6'4", 130 pound Andrew Perloff in high school. Steve Largent was not a big man.
Nope.
He was going out there and he was getting huge hits and he was diminutive.
I think Sue Bird has a really good case to make it as a sports god in the city of Seattle because, you know, she was one of the faces of the WNBA and obviously Seattle Storm. And I think I know that the fans in Seattle really support that team. So I think Sue Bird has a case as well. But I had to leave her off. And I left off Gary Payton. I left off Sean Kemp, even though I know how much they do mean.
Xavier McDaniels, Lenny Wilkins. There are a lot of great Sonics. Maybe if the team was still there, those guys would get play. Hey, KD played his first year there, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about KD?
Mm-hmm.
KD's not making it on any battle.
How about we put SGA because it is the Sonics?
Mm-hmm. By association, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710.
Where does Nick Collison rank among these players?
KD would make Oklahoma City, just so we're clear about that. If we're not doing Oklahoma City.
I don't know if you put Norman in there. I don't know if KD does make Oklahoma City.
Uh-oh.
Kevin Durant would not make your Oklahoma City Mount Olympus? Wow.
I mean, I have to think about it. We haven't done Oklahoma City.
I mean, they hate him.
I don't care.
I know. I mean, yeah, I know. I know.
But he's going to be up there with Bob Stoops?
And then Barry Switzer. Those are two spots that are easy.
Easy to do that. I mean,
and
you're going to do Oklahoma.
Baker,
what's that?
Then Baker Mayfield.
Trey Young, Buddy.
Baker Mayfield.
And you want a Heisman.
Buddy Hield took him to a national semifinal, didn't he?
Yes, but he took him to the Final Four.
And Billy Sims. I mean, we could go back with Oklahoma football and Bass and Blake Griffin.
But same question, is Norman... Does that count?
So when I went to Norman, I flew into Oklahoma City. Does that count? And then rented a car and drove.
How far is Oklahoma City from Norman? I know nothing about Oklahoma.
I think it's not that far.
It's less than an hour. But I got to tell you.
Tulsa's right there too, right?
I think that would be, I personally think that would be a mistake if you did an Oklahoma City, Mount Rushmore or Mount Olympus and did not put Kevin Durant on that.
Wait, but today it's about Seattle.
Yeah.
Let's not lose the plot.
Let's put Kevin Durant on Seattle then.
I would say there is obviously a connection. Kevin Durant, originally Seattle Supersonic, and I'll put SGA on Seattle too.
What about the final draft pick by the Supersonics and one Russell Westbrook?
That's like a trivia question.
How about James Harden?
I was waiting for that reaction over there.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Vancouver. Chris, what did we get right? What did we get wrong about the four sports gods of Seattle?
Yeah, you can't do Mount Olympus without Chris from Vancouver here, guys.
Yeah.
You left off Sue Bird. I was shocked about that. She spent, 20 seasons with the Seattle Storm, won 4 WNBA championships. I know she won 2 in Connecticut, but still, you got to loop that together. She's a Seattle legend. In terms of baseball, it's hard to lead off. And by the way, the Mariners are pathetic, but Edgar Martinez has one of the biggest hits in Mariners history, the double versus the Yankees.
Yep.
And he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, DH of all time. It is hard to take off Ichiro and Ken Griffey, but I think he's a lot closer to Ichiro on that list in terms of popularity in Seattle. And then also Coach Pete. It's hard to leave him off that list. I don't agree with Marshawn on that list. Coach Pete orchestrated. He changed the whole culture of that Seattle football team. He made it a defense first football club. But yeah, Coach Pete. Everybody loves Coach Pete.
Hey, Chris,
Seattle.
Can I ask you a question? What about, so you didn't like me putting Marshawn Lynch on my sports gods? What about Perloff putting Russell Wilson on there? How is he viewed right now amongst the Seattle faithful?
Well, Russell Wilson's the biggest dork in all of sports, but that guy was. I agree with what Perloff did there. I mean, he did lead some championship teams, but Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, those are the real guys that actually
Bobby
took it to
Wagner.
The top. Bobby Wagner,
yeah,
sure.
Richard Sherman. I mean,
Richard
Russ
Sherman.
Also threw like the biggest, you know, interception in football Super Bowl history.
That's a conspiracy. I think they tried to give him the MVP that game. That's why they tried to throw another touchdown pass for him.
I agree with Marshawn Lynch that if they had won that Super Bowl, maybe we're looking at a Seattle dynasty, but they just could not get over that last second gaffe. And that goes on Pete Carroll's permanent record as well. But I do get what Chris is talking about, Pearl. Pete Carroll was massively important in Seattle. Thank you, Chris.
Wow, you really do not a fan of Russell Wilson's work in the Seahawks uniform, huh?
You know, I actually am because I think that
doesn't sound like it.
I know, but I think that he so much overachieved from what we expected with Russell Wilson. Right?
Russell Wilson's the biggest dork in all of sports.
I mean, I think his personality is probably the issue here.
And you know what's sad about that? Because we clown him too, and Mr. Unlimited, and all the corny stuff. But here's the thing: like, he seems Let's like run. A pretty decent guy. You know, we kind of clown him, but he seems
hey, Seattle.
I don't
know. In person, he's the nicest guy.
Nicest person.
Yeah.
Maybe that's on us. Maybe we got to ease up a little bit on Russell Wilson.
I don't know if it's Wolverine blood or what.
I know we have to take a break, but University of Washington, too. I Googled greatest Husky football players of all time, and Warren Moon was the one that maybe, but did Warren Moon achieve anything there? I don't remember how much they won. You have to win, like, be a contender. Michael Penix actually probably took them farther than anybody. But you're not putting Michael Penix on the Seattle.
I forgot. Who's the other guy who was the first-round quarterback who ended up being the bust?
Well, Steve Edman, it was the highest pick
No, recent. More recent than that.
Out of Washington? Oh,
Jake Locker. He
Jake
was
Locker.
Terrible. Yeah. Both teams were awful. They didn't make the bowl. I don't think he made a bowl game.
Yeah, that was the example. Don't take a under 500 quarterback.
Isaiah Thomas, didn't he play basketball there?
Thomas played basketball there.
The other Isaiah.
Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson
played basketball and football there.
How about?
Nate Robinson might have played.
Markelle Fultz, most talented player there.
Nate Robinson also a local in Seattle, right? Is he from Seattle?
Yes. Yeah. He's a Seattle guy. I think Isaiah Thomas is too, I think.
Oh, you know who's a big Seattle guy? Crawford, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jamal Crawford organizes the whole community of basketball there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of players from Seattle.
That's
a lot
of the best. Hoopers. That's one of the best basketball places right now.
Oh, yeah.
Palo Bancaro.
And they still don't have an NBA team.
It's a shame.
That's a crime.
They will. They got to get Vegas done first, but I think Vegas and Seattle are definitely happening. Listen, they'd put a team in Dubai if they could. They want more teams.
I don't know. Dennis Silver was on Dan Patrick, and he was like
his
maybe
former boss.
Yeah, maybe he's just being coy, but he seemed to like kind of like him and Haw about like expanding in the U.S.
Yeah, that's the other thing too.
It's a big reversal from where he's been.
They screwed over Seattle before. Like you, Vegas. I agree. That's a done deal. I would not count that as a done deal. It's almost like they could get to the 1 yard line and throw an interception.
Oh don't man. Do it. 888-710-4ISN.
I'm giving you a high five for that one.
Russ did throw the pass to Kurse to get them to the whatever.
888-710-4476. The four sports gods from the city of Seattle. What did we get right? What did we get wrong? Coming up, we have some college football for you. Someone's sounding off, and Perloff's going to love this. We'll do it next. MVP.
How come they never make quesadillas with sausage? You throw some tomato sauce in there, they call it a pizzadilla. What you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff's show. Today we're doing the Mount Olympus for sports gods for the city of Seattle. Feel pretty strong about my group here. I went with Ichiro, Griffey, Russell Wilson, and Gary Payton for Hall of Famers. Maggie, who'd you go with?
I went also with Griffey and Ichiro. I'm surprised we matched up on that. Griffey, not about Griffey, but yeah, about Ichiro, because I know you're a stats guy.
And no, Ichiro advanced has metrics great guy. Batting average. Ichiro was fantastic, and we'd never seen a player exactly like him. I think he took the Japanese player to a new level. But that being said, like, did he win a World Series? Ring culture.
Oh boy, it's infiltrated the show. I have those two baseball players, although we realize Edgar Martinez is a huge figure in Seattle. I have Steve Largent, obviously, wide receiver for the Seahawks. Then I put Marshawn Lynch on there as a fan favorite. You know, I think he makes this sports god, whereas Sue Bird obviously won a lot more than even Marshawn, who won one Super Bowl. Sue Bird won four WNBA titles in Seattle. She's a goddess there. But there's something about a connection that I think Marshawn had with that fan base that's even more than Russell Wilson, who you put up.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. But it's not just who's popular. There are a lot of athletes in a lot of cities who are wildly popular and fan favorites. That doesn't mean, in my mind, that they get to the sports god status. I think also performance and consistency and number of years there has a lot to do with that. By the way, if you want to do a national Mount Olympus and you want to put Marshawn there, he's the greatest character in sports. So I just had this image of him at a Cal game when he got a hold of the that little truck and was doing donuts in the middle of the field. Oh, he is such a character.
Yeah, I mean.
But they forgot my Pico de Gallo.
The Beastquake game. I mean, there's so much there. If you're a fan of someone just grabbing their junk into the end zone, he was really your guy.
Hands raised.
And the show rejoiced. Kevin's in Oregon. Kevin, who do we leave off?
Well, I'm thinking Don James, the University of Washington football coach who won a championship, Lenny Wilkins. And I wanted to make a comment. Ichiro, Sherlock, you wanted Ichiro to take more. He took him to right center and left a lot.
Yeah, true. No, then he had that little slapper on down the third baseman and ran it out.
Oh, yeah, I was at a game one time. I was sitting in the right field seat, and he hit a home run to right field. The guy two rows in front of me put his hands up with a glove on to catch the ball, and it missed him, hit him right in the face.
Wait,
that never gets old.
Thank you, Kevin. I have a question for you, Maggie. Yeah. You were very adamant that you put somebody from Oregon State in the Portland Mount Olympus.
I put him in the Miami one.
So why didn't you do Washington State for the Seattle? Why didn't you do the greatest Washington State basketball player for Seattle?
And who was that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue. What'd you say?
There's a Washington
Clay Thompson,
State.
Right?
Who?
Clay Thompson.
Clay Thompson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always forgot that. And then football would be our guy, Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf.
Oof.
Well,
no,
college career.
No. But we're doing Seattle. We're not doing the Chargers.
San Diego, right.
But yeah, it's funny. You didn't feel compelled to get the Cougars represented?
I did not. I didn't. And that might be a mistake.
That's a disrespect to the Pac-2.
No, it was a mistake to force Oregon State into Portland. You don't have to.
Listen, guys, I'm not going to keep apologizing for something that happened years ago.
Well,
or
3 weeks
ago.
Yeah, it was like a week.
Not like years ago.
I think when this whole project is done, we're going to be talking, then people are going to be talking in the streets about Steve Eiserman over Gordie Howe and Gary Payton for Portland.
Well, that's what you guys should really be clowning for, that I put Gary Payton on the Portland one and not on the Seattle one.
That's what
one.
I was thinking about.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
That's what they were saying, too.
I've been bullying you in my head. I just didn't want to bring it on air.
And by the way, the Oakland one, too.
I get it. There's a lot of other Mount Olympuses I could have put Gary Payton on and not the proper one, which is Seattle. And I left him off for Marshawn Lynch.
Is there going to be another player that's more well-known somewhere else that's going to make it for a different place like Gary Payton?
Mm. Well, LeBron almost made Miami, and he's so Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's a great question, though. Guys, how many people have really been candidates for multiple Mount Olympuses? Not too many.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking Gary Payton's definitely one of them. LeBron didn't even sniff our L.A. one, though.
Gary Payton is definitely not one of them.
Yeah, he's not one of them for Maggie.
You're the lone person that has him in Oregon. That doesn't count.
Did you mean Bay? Because I think he's great in the Bay Area, but he's not Mount Olympus level.
You know, I wonder if we could have done Brady with Boston and Tampa Bay.
What about Bonds?
Tampa Bay.
Oh, if Brady didn't make Bonds. Boston but made Tampa Bay, that'd be kind of funny.
Bonds, Pittsburgh, but nobody's putting him on Pittsburgh.
I mean, how many stars?
Maggie might.
We haven't done Pittsburgh yet.
Pittsburgh's got a lot of
Franco Harris.
Yeah. Pittsburgh's got a lot of sports history.
You got to have at least Sidney Crosby there, so that's one. Ben Roethlisberger, nah.
Yeah, I don't know. Sidney Crosby's not even the first hockey player.
We're doing
put
Pittsburgh.
There.
We doing Pittsburgh. Mario Lemieux.
Yeah,
that's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's impossible. I've done Pittsburgh in my head 1,000 times. Impossible.
Pittsburgh is June 25th. Like, so good luck. You're gonna have to do it.
Yeah, Boston and Pittsburgh. You just got too many Hall of Famers.
June 25th.
Meanwhile, we're trying to. Well, who was it yesterday? Like, you know, I think I put Mercury Morris in my Miami Mount Olympus. And then I have to leave off Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, I think Roberto Clemente needs a spot. But anyway, that's Pittsburgh. Today we're doing Seattle.
Seattle was hard, too, because there were other guys I wanted to put in. I definitely wanted to give Pete Carroll a shout out. I think you did, too. You're a big fan.
Yeah, I thought about Pete Carroll actually for L.A., too, because of what he did with USC, but... You're talking about people who could have made multiple Mount Olympuses.
Yeah, move over Kareem. I got Pete Carroll for USC.
I don't know. The record book doesn't reflect any of those wins, but we all know they happened.
How'd that exit go?
Well,
I was young. Remind me.
I mean, Reggie Bush could have been on there, too.
There was a houseboat in San Diego, Manny. It was a whole deal.
It was better than Lane Kiffin's exit, but not that much better.
Get to Bogus, who's got headlines. What's up, folks?
Brad Marchand didn't score last night in Game 6, but his 6 goals over the first 5 games of the Stanley Cup Final, a big reason why the Panthers could clinch last night, and clinch they did, 5-1 over the Oilers in Florida. Second straight cup for the Panthers, second of Marchand's career, 14 years since number
that's
one.
And the family and everyone up there and everyone that supported me and helped me get to this point, there's nothing, words can't put this into reality, how great it feels.
Marchand on TNT, 14 years between cups is the third largest gap in NHL history.
Slump busted.
On the other hand, the Oilers are the first team to lose consecutive cups since the Bruins of the late 70s. It was 7 games last June, 6 this time. They only led for 34 minutes in this series. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl were good in the final, great in the postseason altogether. But only Draisaitl had a point last night with their season on the line. McDavid heartbroken and respectful postgame.
Lost to a really good team. Nobody quit. Nobody threw the towel in. They're a heck of a team. You know, the Stanley Cup champions back to back for a reason.
And again, most importantly for us, this means that Canada's Stanley Cup drought does not get busted. It'll grow to 33 years, but T-shirts still available at MaggieGrayPredictions.net.
.org /.
.gov.
Can I just say, the year of the drought was not a prediction. It was a movement.
It's not over, by the way, just because...
Did it start?
Well, Edmonton couldn't hold up their end of the bargain, but Oklahoma City will.
Oh, God.
And I'm just waiting for October when Maggie has to root for the Yankees to keep this agenda going.
I'm the only one with the psychological chops to figure out what this whole year of the drought thing is. Oh, she's a Mets fan and a Bills fan.
Yep.
You think that has something to do with it, wishful thinking? You realize that your subconscious has created this entire take.
To be honest, it all came off of Rory McIlroy. I've been working backwards ever since Rory. And everything's just fallen into place until last night.
Nothing's fallen into place.
No, nothing has.
Rory McIlroy now has turned into a heel, apparently, also.
Yeah.
Well, talk to the media. Come on, dude. You're one of our favorites.
Second time he did that, by the way. He did that last year, too, after he lost.
Yeah.
Like Scott Van Pelt went after him. Well, I don't want to say went after him, but he commented with rather colorful language.
It's funny. I thought when Rory finally won another major, we're like, this is it. Now he's going to just be knocking him out left and right. It hasn't happened that way.
Nah.
No, but we did have a golf guest on who said the next set of courses were not good for Rory, and that actually turned out to be true. Also, Scheffler's better. Is there any doubt? Not to get into golf. Scottie Scheffler, Dallas, Mount Olympus. Sorry, I just wanted to add that.
Move over Troy.
The assumption remains Tyrese Halliburton plays game 6 of the finals tomorrow night, but he was reportedly getting an MRI yesterday for a full diagnosis with that troublesome right calf. Caitlin Clark, 20 points, 6 assists to lead the Fever to an 88-71 win over the Sun last night and into the Commissioner's Cup title game. Yeah. Indiana will play in Minnesota on July 1st since the Lynx rallied for a 76-62 decision over the Aces. The Dodgers outscored the Padres last night 8-6 in a game that featured Fernando Tatis Jr. and Shohei Ohtani getting hit by pitches, maybe, probably, likely on purpose. LA manager Dave Roberts.
I think that when you get familiar with an opponent, that's kind of the natural kind of progression, I guess. You know, we just saw these guys 3 days, and you know, these games are certainly meaningful. So extra emotion, I'm sure. Yeah.
Roberts was ejected last night in the third inning for arguing after the umps issued warnings after Ohtani took a fastball off his leg. The Royals snapped their 6-game slide, 6-1 in Texas. The Astros ending a 4-game losing streak with a 13-3 beating of the A's. Arkansas won an elimination game at the Men's College World Series, 7-3 over UCLA. And for Manny, Gold Cup action last night. Canada, a 6-0 romp over Honduras, and El Salvador playing a surprising scoreless draw
to with Curacao. Man, we had Curacao looking like Spain. It's so embarrassing. Watching El Salvador play soccer with my father is one of the most stressful situations I can possibly be in. They are such a bad soccer team. Again, they had Curacao looking like Spain. They are such an awful team. I love them.
Because you want to see your dad suffer.
Listen, El Salvador has only qualified once for the World Cup, and in that first game, they lost to Hungary 10-1, and it's the worst loss in the World Cup. So I just want to see my dad, you know, kind of smile once in a while to, for his, you know, homeland to win something.
So it's not your team, it's your dad's team.
I mean, listen.
No, Manny supports Mexico.
I support Mexico and their team, but, you know, when El Salvador is on, I'm going to sit down, watch with my pops, and root for them. But, oh, my God, dude, it's like pulling teeth. Good grief.
Manny's wearing a Mexico jersey right now.
They play tonight against Suriname.
A barn burner.
Noted soccer powerhouse, Suriname.
Yeah, just like Curacao, man. We're playing Curacao in
this is
in
why
soccer,
we have the Gold
man.
Cup.
It's not surfing. How do we struggle against Curacao?
Friggin' little league baseball.
Oh, man.
Is there a bunch of shortstops on that team?
Probably, yeah. Dude. Bunch of fishermen who have to go back out onto into the seas at 7 o'clock, but they got a game at 6 o'clock. I'm sick and tired.
What are things we can't say but Manny can for 1,000?
No, you see what the Gold Cup does? I hate soccer in this continent. My gosh. Please, Europeans, get back
Man,
to work.
If it wasn't this, it'd be something else. You just hate.
Uh-huh. Do you know the population of Curacao?
Probably like 62.
147,000
right,
people.
That's really bad.
And like three legendary Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, all of them play baseball.
This is tough. I feel for your dad.
That's like... What is that? Like Bed-Stuy?
Yeah. Hey, on a bad day, if everyone's in somewhere else, the best. I mean, but El Salvador is not even as big as Brooklyn, let alone Curacao.
No, El Salvador is like...
It's pretty tiny.
Manhattan has more people.
Yeah. And America, by the way, has a lot of people, and we can't win anything either. So
yeah,
does that make you feel better,
Manny? 300 million get you? We can't even field a team that's going to be just somewhat competitive in the World Cup.
Soccer's not the national sport in this country, though, and it is in El Salvador, and we can't do jack.
Yeah, we'll crush Curacao in football. Flat football.
Oh, bring it on.
Those fishermen are going to have to cover Tyreek Hill. They're getting cooked.
You know, Samoa.
Well, we can really celebrate that.
Yeah, but Samoa is small, and they have a fearsome football team, though.
Yeah, they're going to be like Yugoslavia back in 92. Like, they're going to be the team that's closest to beating us.
Canada in basketball now.
They're going to bring Jordan Mailata and his cousins, and they're going to run rampant all over the flag football. You know who won't be there? El Salvador. Good God.
It'd be an all-time great story.
Thanks for triggering me, Bogues.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Doesn't take that much, Manny.
No.
Feel bad for your dad, though. 888-710-4ISN.
A lot of reasons.
888. I'm not going to say for what, but El Salvador is on the list. 888-710, the soccer team. 4476.
What else is going on in El Salvador?
Just the world. Lots more to do, including this is a story we got to keep an eye on when NFL training camp resumes. We're going to get to that in a moment. MMP.
Curious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. So,
paying homage to all things Seattle today, of course, Jimi Hendrix. We're doing the four sports gods from the city of Seattle, but we could do the four, like, music gods from Seattle would be fun too.
Macklemore, obviously Kurt Cobain.
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I did not know Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't know if he makes that list necessarily.
I mean, yeah, it's their Heart. I mean, I love Heart. You have
Heart? Oh my God, I forgot about them. I mean, obviously, I think Eddie Vedder and Kurt Cobain have to be on that.
It's like the Ken Griffey Jr. intro.
You're right about Nancy Wilson, right? Heart, like, she's a big deal out there. Hendrix.
Macklemore.
That's what I say.
Macklemore doesn't really get into that, though.
No, but he's like the number one fan. Like, he's really into the sports scene. So.
I get that, but he's not like near Hendrix or like near Kurt Cobain.
No. But I just, he is very much associated with that city. He's always around the Seahawks. So that's the one reason.
We are asking you, who are the four sports gods from Seattle? Big Friendly is our pal in California. Friendly, what do we get right? What do we get wrong, sir?
Good morning, Magsy Malone, EJ the EP, Daddy Cool, 411, Manny Divideens. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Big Friendly, no problem. Can I just add one more Seattle music legend while we're here?
I was
going
to say Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam.
Yeah, but Quincy Jones, I guess, is from Seattle, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Also, Chris Cornell, shout out.
And Chris Cornell, may you rest in peace. Yeah. What else you got, Big Friendly? Give us our four sports gods from Seattle.
Okay, real quick, since I'm a father of two daughters, my daughters told me to relay this message. They love this show. They love you, Maggie, but they're disappointed you have not put one woman on your list. So I'm going to make sure they're proud of their daddy.
Wait, I put Caitlin Clark on my Indianapolis.
Yeah, they're wrong.
That don't count.
Why? She's a goddess.
Because she's a goddess, and I agree with you, but she has not won a championship in no level.
We just had a guest on who said she might leave in free agency, too, which would really kill her Mount Olympus.
Really kick my Indianapolis Mount Olympus right in the teeth. Yeah, no, Sue Bird should be on here. I understand how I aired. Yes.
I'm going to go Sue Bird. I'm going to go Gail Devers?
Yeah, Gail Devers. I think it's Devers. Yeah, she's a track legend.
Yes, I'm going to go with Devers, the Rain Man, Sean Kemp. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest cloggers of the middle in Seattle's history, Cortez Kennedy.
Ooh.
I mean, he was incredible.
Yeah, but if you're going to pick a defensive Seahawk, I don't know. He was great.
Don't say Bosworth, because he was like a burger in the frying pan. It went real quick.
Kennedy was amazing, but he didn't win a ring, though.
No, but
I have Steve Largent. He didn't. The rings to me is not the end all be all.
Oh, here's where I could have won this. What about the 12th man? I was thinking about that. That could have been a great Mount Olympus. That would have been good. No. I forgot about it. I thought you were going to do that.
Wait, but hold on. We did Cleveland. You didn't do the dog pound.
But the 12th man's an actual person.
We didn't do the black hole.
Another great point. Oh, I got it.
But 12th man, maybe I'll do that for College Station.
So, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. One, you disappointed me when you thought I wasn't a great rhymer. I gave you a rap song about 7 months ago. You asked me to reprise it.
Oh, my God. You're like my wife, Big Friendly. I give you a compliment. You're like, well, you didn't give me a compliment last time. I gave you a great compliment.
You gave me a great compliment. You gave me the greatest compliment. Then you buried me. I thought he had one rhyme at least.
No. I just didn't know that you were going to give us that many
lyrics. It was a backhanded compliment. You're right, Big Friendly. Wow, that was really awesome. I would have never expected that from you.
I compared you to E.E. Cummings yesterday. What do you want, Big Friendly?
Yes. Daddy Cool, I got nothing but respect and admiration, and I appreciate you. I'm just saying, you know, never underestimate a man who puts his mind into something he likes. So for you, Daddy Cool, since you guys are in Seattle, Cincinnati, and Frisco, I thought I'd give you my reprised big game verse that you asked for so much.
Let's hear it.
I can't wait.
give me a second. All right. It's a big game like Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl. Rams win, you lose, Joe Burrow, no, and Garoppolo. I can't count the QBs AD has consumed, like Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom. Holly, come home to Big Friendly, because what you did to Rousey had the sporting world crazy. If LeBron's the GOAT, then who's Mike and Kobe? Because when the copter dropped, the world's heart stopped. GG, Black Mamba, the seven others, this love will never stop. Life's no game, so nobody's bluffing. Manny, watch Maggie. There goes Tanya Harton's ex-husband. Daddy Cool asked for something new. So it's like Dart, Myth, Dan, Patrick, Infinity Sports, the Big Friendly. Nice to meet you. EJ, post a question so they know it's true. Y'all first class, they seventh rating, no debating, boo. Didn't say me and Bobert can't see Beetlejuice. Don't know she's in the reruns. Different strokes for different folks. We'll give the pun. Now it's bogus, bogus, bogus with the highlights. Ooh, where's McSorley, Arlen Dross when you need a brute? This is easy and I could go on with this, but there's callers on the line like Robin and Billy that need to hear the click. You disrespect. Respecting bubble championships, knowing Darwell, Buffalo's never been crowned or hoisted this. Wasn't it 86 the last time the Mets won some ish? Class dismissed.
Wow.
Friendly.
Give it to me, Daddy Cool. Give it to me, Daddy Cool.
I mean, I don't know.
Magsy?
I don't think I'm even worthy of commenting or even talking anymore. He's so much more cool than me.
I went through every state and emotion there. I was elated. I was overjoyed. I was touched. I felt sad. There was
petrified.
Grief. You took me through every feeling.
No disrespect, Magsy, but if I'd have known your hockey team and basketball team, I'd have put them through the blender smoothie too. Thank you, guys. I got to get back to work. Love you.
Big Friendly. Wow.
Okay.
Dynamite call.
Was he mixing in athletes from this week's Mount Olympus, or was I?
I think he was. Yeah.
These were callbacks for. You know, lots of different things to this show.
Is Tanya Harding from Portland or Seattle? That is my one question for Big Friendly.
I think he also implied that I shivved Manny at one point. Did I? Yeah. Did I galooly Manny?
Didn't tell him where your vacation was.
Portland, Oregon, which is also where Tanya Harding's from.
Yeah, so I'm going to question Big Friendly on that.
Don't do it, Pearl. Stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.